Today, Governor Sean Parnell announced a $12.8 billion budget for 2014, saying it's more than $1 billion leaner than this year's budget and leaves a $500 million surplus. But he's willing to negotiate with lawmakers on increasing it if they will agree to a spending limit.
When I met with legislators, I told them, I'd like to set a spending limit together with you. You have community priorities that you want to include in the budget. I have not spent all of the revenue that we project is coming in under this plan. If you would like to set a spending limit with me, we have some room to do that if you want to go up, and certainly I'll work with you if you want to go down and simply put more in savings than the $508 million that is currently calculated.
The governor's capital budget, including federal funds, is $1.8 billion. It includes money for the Susitna Dam and Kinnick Arm Bridge projects and new schools in Nightmute and Quinnahock. Parnell says some progress has been made in addressing domestic violence and sexual assault, and he wants to double down on that with more law enforcement, caseworkers, shelters, and centers.
Our Choose Respect initiative will be reinforced in this budget with about $15 million, including $3 million for domestic violence and sexual assault prevention efforts, and over $500,000 for shelters and services. Nearly $2 million for child abuse prevention and treatment and child advocacy centers. We'll continue providing law enforcement to communities that have none. So just like in the prior years, we'll add 15 village public safety officers into those communities that have no law enforcement whatsoever right now.
The budget adds 18 new state troopers, most of them in areas of the rail belt where the population is growing. For education, the governor budgeted $8 million for his scholarship program and $1.25 billion for kindergarten through 12th grade school funding. And he wants to use the state's increased broadband internet capabilities for a digital learning thrust.
The Association of Alaska School Boards is working with districts on digital learning in several locations with compelling results. And we're going to partner with the association in a four-year digital learning initiative to build on that good work. The budget funds almost $6 million for the statewide digital learning initiative.
But as in past years, Parnell is not ready to okay a permanent increase in education funding, instead choosing to give the schools a one-time infusion of funding to meet the increased cost of energy.
Frankly, my design was to put money in that addressed something that we could say, this is what the money's for, and it's for rising energy costs. Okay, I can support moving $25 million for rising energy costs. That's a recognized cost. Let's do it.
The Parnell budget puts $10 million into a five-year Chinook salmon research project and $10 million into mapping and digging up other information for the mining industry. He wants to build a facility for giving the industry access to mineral cores that the state has drilled through the years and stored in cargo containers. Responding to questions after his speech, the governor said he's not budging on one of two federal health care reform requirements he's facing, to either set up a health insurance exchange or have the federal government do it. He says a number of other states are also balking on that one. But on a second Affordable Care Act requirement to expand Medicaid eligibility, while he remains skeptical about federal promises of money, at the same time, he has entered into negotiations on Medicaid with the state's health care providers.